This is E. Pearson Beebe. I was sometimes called Eddie, especially by my sister Fanny when we were teenagers. She helped me, as well as my brother, J. Arthur, with our studies in those years. I did not pursue college, nor did Charles, who chose travel over college, or Frank. Arthur entered Harvard College only to withdraw due to poor health before graduating. My sisters were devoted students, the arts, languages, history, philosophy, and so forth, but college was not thought suitable for young women. By chance, I suppose, I ended up working in areas similar to my father's. After he retired and got acquainted with Falmouth in the early 1870s, Father established a summer home on Shore Street and a 100-acre farm. In a way, he was revisiting his roots, his childhood on a farm in western Massachusetts. When he died, I was only 32, but inherited responsibility for the farm and made it successful. I've also been trying to follow my father, a successful Boston businessman, a good merchant and a prudent investor. I've learned to manage the family's financial estate and our properties in Boston and Falmouth. Even though I have no training in agriculture or business, I've become interested and devoted to both. All these responsibilities might have fallen to Charles, the oldest son, had he not died 10 years earlier in France. Here is a letter I wrote to my brother Frank, traveling at the time, who lives with me and Sister Emma at Highfield during the summers. It's about a new head gardener I hired in 1904. Highfield requires staff, especially for our prized gardens and the woods, several for the house and for the riding and carriage horses, too. We also have many employees at the Shore Street Farm taking care of the livestock, crops, and vegetable gardens. Boston, January 19, 1904. To Frank Beebe, care of Messrs. Thomas Cook and Son, Cairo, Egypt. Dear Frank, thank you for your letter of December 27th. Our new gardener, Thomas Fieldhouse, English, say 30, wife and one child, girl of 6, are to come to Falmouth Thursday 21st. I go down to install. He comes highly recommended and is supposed to be well up in all branches. Greenhouse, trees, making macadam roads, etc. Bowditch has employed him and speaks highly of him. His fad in the old country was ferns. Term $70, a month and rooms furnished, no extras. Fieldhouse comes from Newport and was on Jerry's place where they raised figs in the open, putting trees inside in winter. Cape Cod RR is still hung up, nothing done. Henry Fay and Fenno were here nearly 2 hours this AM. Fay thinks $75 will be needed to carry through fully, but where is it to come from? People are disgruntled and the whole prospect for town meeting is gloomy and stormy. Affectionately, E. Pearson. Like most other wealthy Bostonians, I traveled to Europe, the first time when Frank was still a child of 6. I also visited Athens and Cairo. My brother Charles and sister Fanny and I all did the popular Grand Tour, as it was called, visiting the cultural sites of France, Switzerland, and Italy in 1859. Now, though, with so many management responsibilities at home, I travel less. You may have heard that others in my family are more interested in the fine arts than I am. But if you survey my history, you'd discover that in 1905 I acquired a magnificent landscape painting by the renowned French artist Claude Monet. Later, I lent it for display at the Boston Museum of Fine Arts, where it stayed until after my death. With Emma and Frank, I welcome many visitors to Highfield for concerts and social events. One of the most spectacular was the marriage of my niece, Fanny's daughter, Esther Fisk, in 1893. We also proudly open the roads in Beebe Woods to visitors on Tuesdays, so that they can travel by carriage through our land. Everyone in Falmouth knows of my work in the establishment of St. Barnabas Episcopal, and that I have served on numerous committees in the town over the years.